GOP Rep. Burgess, Biden selling SPR oil to China after their misdeeds with COVID, fentanyl. By Ian Hanchett on July 13, 2022. On Monday's broadcast of the Fox Business Network's Evening Edit, Representative Michael Burgess, RTX, said that the Biden administration sold oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to a significant adversary after everything China has done with coronavirus, with fentanyl, with the theft of intellectual property from universities, right before the major point in hurricane season. Burgess stated, "We've never had the type of congressional investigation into the origins of the coronavirus as we should. We all know, everyone will talk about how dangerous fentanyl is coming across our southern border. Where is it manufactured? It's manufactured in the People's Republic of China. Of course, it comes into this country illicitly across the southern border. And then here's the tragic and heartbreaking part about all of this. In the midst of everything that we know, then the Biden administration turns around and sells our Strategic Petroleum Reserve to the People's Republic of China. None of this makes any sense. All of it represents a dereliction of duty. And I cannot tell you why this Congress currently has not stepped up and done its duty. But I do know, in the next Congress, with a different majority, we absolutely will." He added, "The Strategic Petroleum Reserve is there in case we have an emergency. And I don't know if anyone's paying attention in the White House, but we are just starting into hurricane season. That means a lot down in Texas. It means a lot in Louisiana and Florida because we've seen bad hurricanes before. We know, we had depended on the Strategic Petroleum Reserve say after Hurricane Rita and Katrina in 2005. But we've given it all away, and we gave it away to a country that, ostensibly, is a significant adversary, and more than a significant adversary. There are already, again, with coronavirus, with fentanyl, with the theft of intellectual property from universities, this is a serious, serious problem." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.